Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, for those of you who care, you know. And today's May 6th. You know, it's unbelievable. Just, it seemed like time is flying so fast. It seemed like 2 weeks ago we was freezing the behind, you know. And now it's been up in the 70s, you know, running around with T-shirt on, you know, for some of you with Daisy Dukes and one leg on, you know, trying to get a tan. And, you know, unbelievable. But as quick as it comes, I got to remember, as quick as it's going to go. Next thing you know, we'll be out here and having some mean weather again. I was tripping on something Trump said, you know. Trump said that dude is really class day or something, you know. He said for the last million years, celebrities and stars can grab a woman's genitals. There's nothing wrong with it. Celebrities and stars for the last million years, he said, you know, because they're trying to rake him over the coals right now. So rather than to fight it, he's just coming out fighting with it, you know. You know, isn't it time? Yeah, I did it. So what? I'm a celebrity, I'm a millionaire, and I'm a shih tzu. That's why I do it. You know, I can do it. So leave me alone. You know, that's him, you know. I was tripping out how a guy said, you know, how they're talking about, this activist, he demands higher reparations. He wants $200 million per person for Hasapa. You know what I mean? $200 million. You know? I mean, how? He's getting downright greedy, don't you think? Anyway, that's them, you know. Some people just have no shame, and that's all right with that. It's like I was looking how, like when Brittany Griner and them, like they busted some guy, Russians locked up some journalist. He's snooping around at the what's equivalent to FBI or CIA headquarters in Russia. So they locked him up. And the first thing they say, oh, he's in there with inhumane conditions in the jail, you know, and we need to bring him home, you know. But, you know, last year, while they were saying that about Brittany Griner, there's a guy named LaShawn Thompson. They found him dead in a jail cell in Atlanta. You know what he died from? Bed bugs and insects. I guess he got Cujon, and then, you know, couldn't move, so bed bugs. Well, that ain't funny. I'm sorry. I ain't laughing at him. I'm just saying, you know, that's pretty. Let me think of the big Washichi word, deplorable. Is that a good word? Deplorable. That they would talk about another country. Never heard of somebody in Russia or China or Mexico or even South America dying from bed bugs and insects in a jail cell. Only here in this country, where all the Washichi act like this is the greatest country on earth. They act like this and act like that. There we go again, jumping on their case, you know, what they call hate speech. But, you know, it just gets me that they do that, you know. That happened September last year. while he is dying in there, they've got nerve to be saying Brittany Griner's in inhumane conditions. And they showed a picture of Brittany Griner in a Russian jail. How they dress them pretty nice in their jail clothes. Their jail clothes ain't stripes and all that. And they said she cut her hair because it was cold and she, you know, it will freeze up. That's a big baloney lie. She cut it probably because she had a million bed bugs in there. When you don't wash your hair, you're wearing dreadlocks and all that. How you wash that stuff hanging all over, you know? You know, don't give me... Anyway, you know, I'm not jumping on dreadlocks either, but I know people that have dreadlocks, you know? I mean, I've seen white people wearing dreadlocks. You know, one time I was sitting there in Berlin. We were there at this place, and, you know, we were doing some gigs, and this German guy sat down. He had dreadlocks. So I was kind of sitting behind him, and it even smelled, you know? And I looked in there, I seen some bugs in his hair, you know, just cruising around in there like this at Disneyland. I said, hey, man. I said, so I swatted his hair trying to swat the bug off. And he looked at me like, what the hell's wrong with you? You ain't got no right. So I said, yeah, he's right. I mean, he didn't say that, but I just, you know, said, oh, I guess he likes it like that. Let him have at it, you know. Anyway, that's how they are, you know. And our people, we have long hair, you know. But we wash our hair all the time, you know. How we're proud of our hair, you know what I mean? I wash it, you know what I mean? Fix it up. Shit. Well, I shouldn't say that because sometimes I'm running around pretty bushy, you know. Some Washichus were inside of the truck stop. I walked in and used the bathroom and was at the sink washing. And these Washichus were in there shaving. And one was combing a little piece of hair on the top part. You know, they just grow a little hair up there. He was combing that to the side. And I just turned it up and I walked out the door. And there I said, gee, I ran back in. I wanted to get some paper towels. So I ran back in. They thought I left and they was talking about me. And he said, man, if I had a head of hair like that guy, I'd take care of it. You know, because they barely got some of it. Here I'm there all looking bushy, you know. But. Anyway, you know, I better quit getting on their case, you know, poor Washita, they're having the heart as it is. They had another mass shooting at a mall in Texas, you know. I mean, I don't know who's responsible or what, but I know the Washita right away, they're going to say, oh, it was an illegal who did it, you know. And then the other ones are saying, I hope he kills some Mexicans, you know. That's how they are. You know, but anyway, I guess they, you know, another mass shooting. They had about two or three this week, you know. They're just shooting them up, them Americans, you know. That's their way of life. Promo for our radio show, you know, I kind of mentioned about, you know, to stop the gun violence, you know, and I'm talking about us. We can't, there's no way we're going to stop all them Americans from their gun violence because, hell, you're talking about 300 million guns out there owned by them. You know, they make the guns, you know. But I'm talking about us. I'm talking about our Lakotas and our natives and our indigenous people, even the Mexicans, you know. you know, I said, you know, if you read my my promo for the radio show, you know, one thing I say is, Walk on Tonka brings indigenous nations through time to preserve, defend, and protect Munshi Maka and all humanity. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to defend this earth that everybody lives on. That's our purpose as people of color, as Lakota, as Native, as indigenous people, to take care of Munshi Maka and all humanity, and that includes the animals, or what you call animals. We call them relatives, you know, four-legged, feathers, in the ocean, in the water. Everything that Tonkashila made, you know, is important for us to take care of. That's our job, you know. And when we go fishing, what, you know, I go fishing, I hunt and all that. We always pray before we do this stuff, you know. We don't just go out there and start blasting, you know, but that's how they do it, you know. And we need to protect everything, because if we don't do it, who else is going to do it? They don't care nothing about this earth. Care nothing about the trees, the water, the ocean. You know, they had I was watching one of these survival movies. They call it Naked and Scary or something like that, you know. I guess they drop off these usually Washichu or Americans, you know, what they get Hachola and run around in the wilderness and survive out there, you know. And they drop them off way out in some island out there. While they're out there, one of the items they find is they find plastic and things to use for their, you know, to help them survive their time out there. So way out in the islands out there, out in the middle of nowhere, they got trash, in other words. So that's what I'm talking about. Then I said, well, we have to preserve and defend, you know, this earth and humanity, while a human invasive species, feral creatures from abroad, destroys, you know, and we know who they are. I say, stand by your kind, defend your people. Then I say, gun violence is owned by the Washichu. Indigenous natives have no business imitating. Do not assist in the great sabotage of our indigenous cultures. Remember, when you hurt your own kind, you become one of them and an enemy to us all. You're no longer a relative. You are one of them. And furthermore, you got blood on your hands if you hurt one of your own kind. Now, if it happens to be one of them, that isn't blood. That's poison, you know. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that, you know, because, you know, I promo this because gun violence also has recently hit the res, you know, these young Indian guys running around and walking around all tough and packing guns and looking for another Indian to shoot. You know what I mean? When all you got to do is drive south 18 miles and you're in Washichu country. Over here, drive 10 miles, you're in Washichu country. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying. I don't need to say it. You know? In other words, what the hell are you doing in our homeland, shooting your own kind? You know, I was standing there and I seen these two young guys walk up, and the young guy said, "Oh," he told the other, "what it is, man." And he, you know, they gave each other some kind of five, and shook hands 50 different ways. I said, wow, you know, there I am standing with my holy t-shirt. I had this holy t-shirt on. I'm not saying a sacred t-shirt. I'm saying a real holy, you know, with holes in it. And looked like battery acid all over. I was working out in the cars. And anyway, I just slapped this t-shirt on so I don't, you know, destroy one of my nice, fancy silk t-shirts, you know. You know, one of my $300 t-shirts. So I'm in the store. I got this holy t-shirt on, right? And people start looking at me like, what the hell? You know, so old bushy-headed fogey here looking, you know, all holy t-shirts, stuff like that, you know? But yet, there's these young girls standing around with holes all over their pants legs, all the way up their thighs, mind you, all over the place. And no one says nothing about that, you know, showing some of their skin. Well, me, I'm just showing some belly skin. But right away, I'm looking like, one guy's looking at me like he's ready to buy me a new t-shirt. So, but ain't saying nothing about these others, you know, how these girls running around, they put these wear pants with holes in them all over, you know? How, when I was young, if we had holy pants, that's just the way it was. Anyway, enough of all the baloney and griping and all that, you know? You know, I was thinking about that guy who died in the jail cell, you know, Hossapa dying in jail cell from, you know, he got sick and just a bed bug. They said he was eaten alive by bed bugs, you know. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what happens. And people don't know what's going on in jail. They said this. I had another post they seen. They said, yeah, if you go to federal prison, that's Disneyland. Hell, where the hell they get that from? Ain't no prison Disneyland. Go in there and see for yourself. Ask Whitey Bulger, you know, a smaller prison. They killed him there, you know. Hey, prison is prison. Sure, they have different levels, you know, minimum security and all that, you know. You know, when you live in a penitentiary, these are the ones who live in cell blocks, cells, you know. Yeah, I mean, you're in there and you know, it's different. And if you go to a medium security, then you're living in dorms. And these, what I was tripping on these January 60s. One guy got 14 years. Anyway, so, you know, they act tough out here, but they're going to go to prison, and he's going to be laying in there with everyone he hates. They hate blacks. They hate Indians. And prison's full of us, full of Indians. Well, not that many Indians, but we're enough to be seen to be hated. You know what I mean? Well, just one of us is good enough. They don't need to see. And then the blacks, there's thousands of them, you know. Like, I remember in San Quentin, there was like 1,200 Washichu, 1,000 blacks. There was 300 something Mexicans and 40 others. And the others was Hawaiians, Asians, and mixed, you know, throw this Indians in with them, you know. And, you know, but them prisons are swarming with blacks. So if you're a white and you go in there, you know, you're in there with all the people you hate. But here's what it is I notice about the Washichu. They hate these blacks. They hate them to death. But when they want to go have some wicked sex, where do they run? Do I need to say any more? You know? Do I need to say more? You know, that's what they do. You know, they hate them, but they sure like slipping under the sheets with them. I seen it. Anyway, hey, Tahoshi, you there? Hey, you guys are online now on the, you're in the right over here, so.
Well,
yeah,
we've been listening to you.
Yeah. So I'm letting you, hold it now. So I'm letting you know, well, you're turned on. So remember, you got an audience, and it ain't Larry. Larry, you were Larry. You act like you, Larry's your audience. Larry acts like you're his audience.
We're sitting there laughing at some of the stuff you're saying, Tahoshi.
Oh, yeah? Like what, for instance?
But going to the hot spot.
Oh, I'm almost choked right now. I mean, that's the fact, ain't it? But the first time they roll over and flip over, who's it with? You know?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
So I was thinking about that January 6th guy got 14 years, you know? And I said, oh, and time for him to see Bubba, you know?
You know, yep. Like you would think, like you were saying, the people that they hate, but yet they're going to go visit them, you know. And, you know, Big Bubba is going to have a field day, you know. And a lot of these guys don't think about the consequences, you know, of all this hatred that they put out there. The Washichu is a master of hatred, you know, and then he always accuses us, like you were saying. Hate speech, you know, to us, it ain't hate speech. You know, a lot of times people think it's hate speech, but we're telling the truth. And that's the difference. And then they say discrimination. You know, people, oh, you guys are discriminating. No, it's not discrimination when it's the truth. It's history. That's our history. It's not that white man. It's not that white man in his story. Our story. It's history to us. So these white people, the things that you talked about, like these January 6th guys doing 14 years, you know, he's going to come out of there with a totally different attitude about how life really works. And a lot of these guys going in there with this January 6th stuff, hollering, pow, oh, you know, Mr. Trump this, Mr. Trump that. You know, a lot of them thought that guy was going to get him out. He's all for himself. That's how Washichu is. That's how they all are, you know. And what is that? They fired that news guy or whatever his name is. They said that he was bragging about that's not how us white guys fight when they were ganging up on a Antifa dude or something. I don't know what they were.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's right.
It's you know.
Well, that's how they do fight, you know.
Yeah, that's you know. Just think about this, Tahoshi. At one time, they used to line up from one end to the next and march towards each other and shoot at each other. That's how wicked those people were. Yeah, that's how wicked they were. Then when they were fighting over a woman, they took guns and took five steps, turned around and shot each other. And the guy that killed the other guy, that was he took the woman, you know. Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, he missed and shot the woman, you know, so man. But, you know, think about that. These are things that they used to do. They used to say the world was flat. And to keep their money within the family, they inbred, you know, these things that they used to do. And they want to call us savages. And they want to call us hateful. Look at how hateful they were, you know.
When they do that, they call us blue bloods.
Yeah. And you know, it's crazy, Clancy. I mean, and like what you said, when they want something like you said, they turn to that they turn to the Hasapa, see. And that's the truth. See? Because look at clear back in the slavery days. You know, how come a lot of these Hasapas have the names Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, you know. Those are those plantations that they came from, and a lot of these guys belong to those guys. They fathered these kids, but because they was black, they didn't accept them. That was what happened to a lot of these Hasapas. You know, and that's, you know, that's how it is. I would think about that, you know. And so who is the savage when you really look at it? And who is the one that put all this hate out there? When they want to turn it around on us, see? We're just telling it the way it is, see? So how is it discrimination? Yeah. How is it hate? See? And that, to me, it doesn't make sense.
Okay. So now look at, you know, they got all this gun violence going across the country. And they're saying, we got to stop it. Well, they ain't never going to stop gun violence. You know why? They make the guns. What are they going to do one day? Quit making guns? They're going to quit making guns one day? That's the only way they're going to stop it.
Yep.
They're never going to stop. That's their livelihood. They make guns.
Yep.
They make weapons. The Ukraine was just bragging about how they used the U.S. Patriot missile to shoot down a Russian something, you know, missile or something. They use a Patriot. You know, that's their livelihood. They don't care nothing about peace. They don't care nothing about humanity. They don't care nothing about anything. They're only living for the day. They don't care about their own children, you know, because they don't know that their children is the ones going to pay down the line. Their descendants that are coming are going to fry like eggs when the time comes. And I ain't wishing no bad on them. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen. You know, I'm just saying they're headed for that way, you know, and we have to, anyway, go ahead, Tanshi, we took off without you, officially, you know, spiritually, we just went and started going, we got wild here, excuse us, ladies and gentlemen,
you know, Tanshi,
go ahead, Tanshi.
It goes way back.
Yeah.
I hope.
Check, yeah.
We're gonna say a prayer and then we'll get started. I can't.
Uh, appreciate that, you know. We started taking off, man. You know, we started rolling down the hill with no brakes. And,
you know, it comes to, you know, speaking of, you know, how violent the Washitu is. You know, if this so-called Jesus Christ is a Washitu, which they claim, you know, think about this. He was a man that was given by Wakantanka to those people. But yet, because they didn't understand him, and so what did they do? They killed him. That's how evil this white race really is, when you think about it. And up to this day, this Bible, this so-called book, this holy book that these Christians push, you know, saying that it's the gospel truth, whatever that means. And the lies that they tell to kill everything, like the Native Americans when they came here. It was easy for them to kill 30 million Indians because the natives, the Lakota people of this country, didn't understand what that was, what hatred was. You know, they didn't know what violence was back in the day. But they did. They've always grown up that way. And that's why it goes, like I said, they talk about this biblical times, they call it. Just think of how violent they were even back then. Look at all these so-called Christians in this Catholic church or whatever they talk. The people that they hired, assassins that they hired to kill people that went against them. When they found out the truth and they started getting a little power, what did they do? They killed their own kind. And they brought it over here. And they did it over here. And they're still doing it, in like he was talking about, this Ukraine. You know, look at all the stuff they sent them. Weapons, they talk about weapons of mass destruction, accusing Saddam Hussein. Well, yeah, look at the weapons they're giving those guys. High tech, like they were, yeah. Like he was saying, they're bragging about shooting down some kind of missile or something. I don't know what the heck the deal is. But that's all American-made artillery, guns. It's their livelihood. And they talk about these guys, mass killings over here. All these Washitus and the hatred that they still have today for the black man, for people of color. Think about that. That's some deep hatred rooted in those people. Why? You know, and the destruction that they create. Like he was talking about. Wamakashkan is what we are. Wamakashkan, the birds, all these things of this earth, were Wamakashkan. We're only one out of all these Wamakashkan. And you talked about that, about how they don't respect that. And that's the truth. They don't respect the earth, which we lived with. All these plants and animals, they each have a spirit. Like that one medicine man said, even Geronimo said that. You could go down in the trees and sit there and listen to them, and they'll talk to you. But if you were to tell a white man that, he'll tell you you're crazy. See, he'll look at you, you belong in a mental institute. That's what he'd say. But yet, they don't look at the so-called Wamakashkan. See, everything on this earth has a purpose. Everything. And we used to be connected to all of that. And that's what I was telling Tunshi here, back before the little bighorn, Sitting Bull, at that Spirit Rock when they had that sundance. They said Sitting Bull went out there, prayed with his pipe, and stood that tree up by himself. How long ago was that, Tunshi? And the destruction from the laws that they created back then to now. Look at how much destruction they did to us. How many medicine men could do that now? How many of our people could live like those guys now? The evilness that Washichu preached, then they call it civilization. Civilization. Then they have they call us savages. Like I say, even in their constitution to this day, we're considered savages. And the Pope, so-called Catholic Pope, doesn't want to change that doctrine of discovery, because all these Washichus use that no matter where they go. You know, that's how they operate. The hatefulness of that doctrine of discovery. And they use that in every country they go to. Every country they go to. Now they're trying to apply it in Ukraine. That's why they're sending all those weapons of mass destruction over there. So who is the terrorist in this world? You know, think about that. It sure isn't Putin.
Well,
you know, it sure isn't the guy in China.
But, you know, we've had hundreds of radio shows, you know, going way back. And every week somehow or another we get off into this, you know, but nothing changes, you know, nothing changes because people don't hear. What they hear is what they hear is probably us just hating on them. You know, the thing is, I don't hate on them. They just had another mass shooting in Texas. They had more this week, you know, and we have, and at the same time, we have a guy, Ossipa, saying that California owes each black person $200 million per person, you know, so he only cares about money, you know. You know, nobody cares about the evil that goes on and that they're all part of. You know, he's part of it. You know, like they have a saying, if you're not, what's it? If you're not part of the solution, then you're, you know, or something like that. Hey, you're the problem. If you're not, yeah, the, you know, what I'm saying is people need to, you know, not just Washichu, but look at, like I said, they got, they're asking for money, you know. You know, what about the rest of the world? You know? I mean, our people are pretty generous, Tanashi. We're generous people. No matter what they stole from us, you know, we still let them have it. You know what I mean? And we prefer to be left alone. And we ain't asking for nothing from them. All we're saying is leave us alone. And, you know, you're the one made treaties with our governments, you know, with their tribal government. You're the ones did it. So keep your word for it. But, you know, they ain't even doing that. Education, and I don't mean school books and pencils and pencil sharpeners, you know, and rulers and notebooks. I mean education of how to take care of Uchimaka and our people and our children. That's where I'm coming from. Our people need better guidance, and they're not getting it because the people that are supposed to be the guidance are the ones running around with the funny-looking hairdos and dressed like Herman Munster, you know, and all that. You know what I mean? Our spiritual leaders, there's not so many of them left on this earth anymore. Nobody listens to them. These kids ain't listening to them. You know, there's hardly, you know, most of these kids, you come to an Indian reservation, most of them never even been to an Inipi. And you would think, you know, like, okay, some of us were taken away on relocation and we lost our way of life, or most of it. But there's ones that lived on this reservation all their life and don't know nothing about Inipi ceremony. All they know, they want to look like, you know. I was watching a YouTube video of a house up talking about his people and how he was mad because the prosecutor in San Francisco is a black El Salvadorian woman. I forget her name, you know, but he was putting her down for because she was going after those people that run into jewelry stores and mob and grab stuff and run out. Like they'll get 50, 60 of them. They'll just run in the store. And he was putting her down. She's after the poor people. What about the rich guy? What about this? What about that? You know, we are Americans. And he said, and I'm a black man who just happens to know a little bit, you know. I know a little bit, you know. And I'm telling you brothers and people out there, and I was tripping on that, honestly. You guys can tell me if I'm wrong, okay, what I'm going to say next. He calls himself black man. He said, I'm a black man. He ain't a black man. He was wearing a black T-shirt. Now, that was black. He had on a black suede jacket. That was black. He had a funny black kind of hat you buy at the store, you know, and that was black. But he ain't black. Now, they call us the red man, and we ain't red, you know. So no. I kind of jammed them up. I said, you know, you're over here putting a big speech, but at the same time, you're telling people I'm a black man. You're not a black man. You have a culture. You're from Africa. Why don't you be proud to say that? Why are you saying I'm a black man? You know? What's going on there? It's like people, Mexicans and them saying, I'm Chicano, Chicano power, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? They don't know their own tribe. They don't know their own. That's why they're saying that. I told this guy, you know, you ain't a black man, and I'm not no red man. And you guys are all, you're up there saying you're American and you got rights. Well, you ain't no American either. You're not American. You're not a black man. You come from Africa. And I don't know where the word Africa came from either. Maybe that's a Washitu word. Maybe Africa was called something else before the invasive species went down there. I don't know what Africa could have been called before. You know, was it called Africa? You know, they had millions and millions of them people down there, them natives from that, you know, they call them black, you know, different tribes. So I don't think Africa was called Africa. Somebody else named it Africa, you know. They need to find out who the hell they are before they go running around preaching about calling themselves black man. What kind of pride is that? You know, saying I'm a black man, you know. What kind of pride is that to tell your child that you're a black man? you know, because there's no black man, and even the white man, he ain't white. He's kind of pale, kind of orangish, pinkish, you know. He's not white, you know. And by calling them white, that kind of adds some purity to them, you know. They're not white, man. They need to be proud of where they came from. It's not America either. They're not Americans. They should learn how to be proud of where they came from instead of standing over here shooting each other, hating on each other, and killing each other. And look at Democrats hate the Republicans. Republicans hate the Democrats. If you go run across any chat group and you hear them, they say, yeah, the Dems, Trump, Dems, Biden, blue, blue, blue. You know, they just hate each other. But they should be proud. The world lost their damn pride, don't you think, Toshi? They ain't got no pride.
No pride.
They lost their damn pride. You know?
The American.
I mean, that's why, you know, they hate Russians while Russians got pride. They're proud to be Russian. They got their own language. You know, them Ukrainians are talking Russian. They don't talk Ukrainian. They talk Russian, but they have a different dialect, you know? But so why are they leaned over towards the English side of life? You know what I mean? The problem is we have to look at, once again, we got haters coming over here out of their way. That's what I'm talking about. They got their own life. This one guy from over there someplace, you know, he ain't even proud of what he is. You know what? These guys would rather call themselves Christian and American than call themselves what they really supposed to be. Norwegian, Swedish, German, English, Russian. That's what they are. They're not American. They're nothing. Once they say that, someone said Africa was called Al-Kibulan. What the hell is that? You know, where the hell that come from? Al-Kibulan. You know, who made Al-Kibulan? Okay, well, at least that sounds more original than Washita word, African. But you see, my point is, each one is a tribe down there. They got Watusi, they got Pygmy, they got different tribes of Africans. And they should learn their tribe, you know, and be proud of it and go home and find out. It's like us when we go to the city and go around the world and we come back to our old roots, you know, where our people are, you know, go back to the res and, you know, hey, man, you know, they don't have something like that. You know that? None of them have something like what we have. You know, they do have it.
That's the thing.
But that ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they have something where they're from. You see, we know where we're from. But they don't have something where they're from. They don't have a homeland to go home and meet their people, you know? And these American Washita, they don't even have that. You know, they don't have a homeland, you know? But they don't have no pride. And that's why I'm saying we, you know, we need to, and our people are losing their pride. See, that's what I'm saying. We need, you know, like when you're, when you go kill another Indian just because you think you're a gang member, what is that? You must have lost your pride, right? You must have lost your pride in being Lakota. You know, why are you killing another Lakota for? You know, well, I mean, we ain't cannibals. You know, why you want to act like that? Why you want to sabotage your own culture for hurting your own kind? Well, thankfully, we have a few incidents of violence on our reservations. But people say, oh, they're out there killing each other. That really ain't true. Because if you count the amount of murders we do have, it's nothing like what they have out there, you know. But we could end up that way. And I'm hoping that we learn more, our people, and respect their own culture. I don't care if you're Apache or Navajo, you know. I see Navajos. They're proud to be Navajo, you know. They're proud to be Navajo. But yet, at the same time, they're talking about Navajo pride. They're fly. You know what? I seen a guy in the store the other day. So-called might have been Lakota, but he's over here. I figured he's Si Chow, who he's in the store wearing a ball cap, sunglasses, short hair, but kind of got tattoos on. And I see he has a military tattoo on his shoulder with American flag on it. And then on his back of his legs, he had tattoo American citizen. American on one calf and citizen on the other calf. You know?
Shameful, isn't it?
Yeah, and I said, wow, what's this? What's it with this guy? You know?
That's shameful, man.
But you know, that's what the Washichu wants. And you know, we got one of them trying to hone in on us right now. Hold it now. We got one of them honing in on us right now, one of these invasive species. And let's keep in mind that this is the truth. They're not satisfied with their own life. They're got to be invading somebody else's privacy. They got to be invading somebody else's territory. They try to take away everything, you know. I don't never go around no place else looking for trouble. But they do that, this, you know. And, you know, we got one trying to scheme in on right now. He don't know who he is. He don't know where he come from. But he'll tell you who he thinks he is, and he might even throw in that fake religion they got. But that's how they are, and I just want our people to be proud of who they are and don't turn out like these guys. You know what I mean? We can very easily go that way because, like I said, when there's a Indian in the store, and I'm not saying Lakota, I said Indian. He's saying he's in there saying he's American citizen. You know, when we got that going on, we got to be careful. So. The whole thing is we need to be careful and try to teach our people better. I ain't teaching them no hate, and I'm not trying to teach no hate or no or anything. All I'm trying to do is
you
teach them a little more pride.
Nah.
We need to have more more pride, you know. We need to have more pride in what's going on with our own world, because they're out there, you know, and they're, you know, they're relentless. They're relentless, they're persistent, and they're vultures, you know. They're vultures, and they're not right. You know, they're just trouble. So that's all I need to say about that. But what I would like to hope for in the future is that our people have a better opportunity to have access to more spiritual way of life. And that's what I would like to see. You know, we have young people. Look, we have Wayne here, Philip out there. We have a lot of relatives and friends, you know, that are good people, you know. I give a shout out to John Davis over there in the East Coast. He supports us all the time, you know. And, you know, there's good people out there. They're on the same path we're on to make a better, have a better environment, to take care of the earth, save the water, protect the water, protect our animals, you know, and live where it's healthy for humanity, you know, instead of trying to be trouble all the time, you know. Some people are really out there trying to step on us, and they want to stop our mission for humanity. The average American would love nothing better than to have us join in with them. They would love nothing better than for us to talk on this show here about how great they are. They would love nothing better than to talk about how evil, say, Russia is, how evil China is, how evil Venezuela is, you know, and how humane this country is. They would love nothing better than that. But how can we honestly come out and spread lies? If we start saying they're doing this good, that's a lie, because it's not good. It's not good what they're doing. Look it. They're over there already. They're going to start voting and getting ready for the next president that they're going to have, you know. So they're already out there arguing about that, you know. They're already, Kamala Harris, all of them are out there really. That's why Biden, you know, that's why Biden opens the door to everything. And I was tripping on how the Navy is going to go ahead and start in letting gays enlist, you know. Well, the reason why they're doing that ain't because they look, you know, they like gays. It's because their armed forces, nobody wants to join their armed forces. Their armed forces is, you know, as a matter of fact, they're running out of money to pay for the armed forces. That's why when a guy gets out of the military, he ends up at the truck stop begging for money. You know, that's why when you take a photo when you join the Marine Corps, when you take a photo of your fancy dress, blue outfit, you're not wearing a uniform. You're wearing the hat, but you're just wearing a shoulder piece. It's a shoulder piece. Put it over your neck, around the back, and the picture only takes them. But right below that, you're back to your old, in other words, you ain't wearing dress blues in that photo because they don't have money. You know, and look at, they got Clarence Thomas. You know, everybody's mad at him, but they put him in there. They knew he had dirty drawers when he went in there.
Yep.
You know, they knew he had dirty drawers when he went in there. And all the Supreme Court, because this is modern times now, where it's all about Mazaska.
Yeah,
everything's about Mazaska. So of course, those Supreme Court justices, they got the millionaires bowing down to them and giving them everything they want, so that way they can make the right moves when they vote or when they make a decision in court, Supreme Court decision. And most of the decisions they make are baloney. They're not from the heart. They're because somebody's paying them. And they're finding out about it. So now they're crying around about that next. And then the Supreme Court is crying around because now they're realizing their cover is getting blown, you know? So it's pretty messed up how the American is living. And that's why we have, like, people always trying to infiltrate, people always trying to come our way and shut us up, call us liars, call us cowards, call us names, call us everything when they don't even know us. You know, a person like that wouldn't have never walked up to our face and called us that to our face. You know, they can get away with it now. They got social media, or they can run around and hop in a car and drive 2,000 miles and do something, you know. But I know how they are. They get obsessed. One thing about the Washichu is he gets obsessed. And when they get obsessed, they'll do anything to satisfy and gratify their obsession. You know, they don't know how to walk away from something. They don't know how because they're lacking brain development, too much incest and all that. 500 years of incest and all that really screwed up their brain. So they don't know how to walk away from obsession. And when they're obsessed, you see it in Congress. You see it in the Senate. You see the presidents are like that. They're always obsessed with something. And that's why they're getting involved in wars. They're obsessed, you know? And our people are turning the same way. They're getting obsessed. You know, I seen they had a biker group. You know, I'm not going to say nothing, but I was looking at the Lakota bike group. They were all in riding full dressers. You know, full dressers. You know, back in my days of riding a bike, we built them suckers ourselves, so they were chopped down and, you know, people call them customized. But, you know, how much does a full dresser cost, Tawashi?
It's about 25, 30, 30 grand.
More than that, I think. I seen some. Anyway, how does an Indian afford a bike like that? He affords a bike like that because he's got good credit. Now, how does he have good credit? because they're working for the BIA. These are all BIA workers.
Or the tribe.
Are working for the fire department or the police, the tribe, or something.
Yep.
But no normal Indian, Echewichasha, can afford. And that's why those bikes, they're paying payments on them. That's why they can't modify them how they want. You know, when you buy something and you insure it, you have to insure it for the way it was when you got it. You know what I mean? Like your car. When they insure a car, when you insure it full coverage, you insure it the way it come off the out of the dealership. And that's how these bikes are. They're insured as is. If you start modifying them, you know what I mean? Like we used to do, you know, slapping on, you know, nice, this and that. There goes their coverage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if they want to keep the coverage, their coverage is going to go up more because the coverage is going to say, look what you did to this bike. So now you got to pay $50, $60 a month more, or maybe $100 a month more. So these bikers that I see, they're all running storeroom Harleys. You know what I mean? And I'm not making fun of them, you know. It's just so wooden. They're out in the parking lot. Wooden. They want everybody to hear that, you know. Wooden, you know. Taking off, you know. So got their bandana on, their ball caps backwards, their sunglasses, and they're imitating the Washichu, you know.
You know, hey, Clancy. Clancy, speaking of that, you know, all this imitating the Washichu, what about that big old scrap they had at the tribal council meeting, man? You know, kind of shame me out here, you know. They you know, goes to show you how much Washichu we turn to, you know. Trying to hang in with these Washichus and their system. And man, you have people knocking down women and older guys over here, man. There's about six different fights all at one time in that council meeting. You know, I mean,
they were throwing chairs.
Yeah, throwing chairs, and you know, people walking by, taking, you know, like nonchalantly, like it was an everyday occurrence. You know what I mean? What's these Indians coming to? You know, trying to be Washichu, see?
Yeah.
And it doesn't work for them.
Yeah, they don't have the temperament to have a position like that, you know? Because when you're in a leadership capacity, that's why our people, you know, we didn't have leaders, but we had elders. You know, and elders have the temperament.
Mm-hmm.
To not get fired up, but to use their ability to think, be rational. You know, they want to be leaders, but they don't know how to be rational. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
these people that like you was talking about, you know, our system, the way it used to work. Now these you get all these guys in there that don't know how things work, you know, and the thing about it is, they don't ever have meetings on reservations anymore. They're always going to Las Vegas or you know nothing's done on a reservation, and then they're going to look at this, and they're going to say, well, this is how it is. That's why we don't like to have meetings here. See, well, to begin with, you know, they should have. Like you were saying, let these older people, the wiser ones, keep the positions like long ago. It's not like that anymore. Like I say, We don't know how to be Washitu, but yet we try to mimic them. We try to imitate them. And this form of government that they put on us, that doesn't suit us at all. And that's a good example of it. But yet, they're going to use that to hate on us again. They're going to say, this is how all you guys are. Then, you know, this and that. And a lot of, you know, he just shamed me out quite a bit to see that. But yet, that's a good example of what trying to be American and Washitu does to Native people or Indians that are people of this so-called United States. We don't know how to be Washitu because there's too much, like you were saying, Maza Ska. You know, the ones that sit in these positions control all that Maza Ska. Look it out in the districts. I mean, you know how it is, Tranchi. You know, the poorest of the poor, the ones that they're the real Lakotas. The ones sitting in these houses and council and stuff, those are all, like you were saying, wannabe Americans, coloring their hair. And it doesn't suit us. It doesn't match us at all. But yet, you take these people that want to be American. Me, myself, I don't want to be American. I'm a Lakota, you know. And like I always tell you, I'm going to die Lakota. And I don't know why these guys want to go to a meeting where they're not going to accomplish nothing anyway. And there's about five or six fights going on all at one time. Over what? Fighting their own people when the real problem isn't even there. The real problem is these people that are making the Maza Ska using our land. And these young guys sitting in office, I've never seen any one of those councilmen argue at the state level, even at the county level, Tanshi. But yet they sure know how to argue with their own people. They sure know how to run down their own people. That's called American. That's what the Washitu, that's how the Washitu is. They love that. It's not meant for us. We're not cut out for that. There's no way we could be Washitu. It's shameful as hell to see stuff like that. But that's kind of a common occurrence. You know, like even down here in California, back in the day, they cut a casino in half with a chainsaw because one family was unhappy at the other one, embezzlement, or accusing each other of embezzlement. And then pretty soon they had a shootout, all because of Maza Ska. And now half the tribe is disenrolled, and the other tribe half the tribe is enrolled. You know, then they ask the BIA to get involved, and they say, oh, that's Indian business. We don't want to get involved. That's how they see these Washitus. We don't know how to be Washitu. But yet, things like this, it's going to get more common. Because like you were saying, the hatred that these Washitus, it's starting to trickle down into us, trying to be Washitu. You know? And that's, and those are results. See? And it's kind of, to me, it's shameful as hell that these people have to do that, you know. And there's people walking by nonchalantly, like, you know, going from one office to the next while these guys are scrapping. And there's about five, six fights going on all at a council meeting. But yet some people walking by like nothing's going on, you know. Throwing chairs, desks, you know, all kinds of stuff. We don't know how to be Washitu, period. You know, and these young guys that are sitting in these offices, there are some of the mafiest people there is, because they're yescas, or should call squawmen kids, you know. And they learn these ways in the boarding schools, so they carry it into these places. There's no common sense. They'll argue over something real stupid, and then they start big old fights. And that's how these places work. These councils, these so-called tribal councils. And it's not only there, it's everywhere. It's all the reservations. So not to me, we can be Washita. We don't know how to be Washita. And yet all these guys are trying to be Washita. They're trying to be American. America is destroying us. Like I say, James Mount, see that. Look at what they're doing to Ukraine. Look at what they're doing to Russian on Russian over there. They're supplying Russians to kill Russians. And they don't even look at it that way. Oh, that's Ukraine. That's Russia over there. What's the difference? The Russians. But yet, you're saying, big moneymaker, guns, armament. That's what it is. Big mazaska, you know. And now that guy, whatever his name is, that president, he's in too deep. He done sold his soul to the Americans. So he's got to stay the course. The bullets and the weaponry that he got from the so-called destructive America, he's got to pay for that somehow. So those people, those Ukrainian people are in trouble because of that guy. And they're Russians. Look at how we're acting here. We're Lakota, but yet look what's happening in those offices. It's a good example. Look at what they're doing in Ukraine. They did to us back in 1800s. And if it continues, they're going to be like just like this tribal council, these guys fighting each other over Muzaska. You know, it's sad to see that. But it's true. You know, we got to get away from that. You know, it's not good for us. Lakota people, we can't be Sky Chasha. We can't. We have our own way. Long ago, our elders, these older people, they were the ones that spoke. They were the ones that, they were wise. So they were the ones that were left up with these decisions. Nowadays, it's not like that. You get a young guy in there. Look at the weed. Look at the weed, all these weed shops going up in Pine Ridge. Who owns those? Some young dudes. See? They don't care about the districts. They don't care about the people. They're only worried about their pocketbook. That's how it works now, see? And it's getting worse and worse every year. But yet, you know, we got to get it together somehow. And it's just not the Lakota people. It's all the tribes, all the Indians in so-called America or United States. Because we're all going to end up there. And that's why I said before, you know, they're looking for a way to say there's no more Indians. We're all American. There's no more natives. We're all American. That's the goal for these Washitans. And they've had that long time ago. That was their plan. And we're getting closer and closer to it. And we're probably the last of it, Hanshi, that's gonna be standing. Because of the way things are going. And look at us today. No matter what we say, these young guys, like you were saying, making all this rap, so-called, I don't know what it's called. I mean, native rap, or I don't know what you call it, Hushy. But to me, that's not ours. But, you know, but yet they put some Lakota music in there that doesn't belong in it. You know, and they say it's native rap. We're imitating people. We're starting to imitate a lot of different people that we shouldn't be imitating. We are who we are. Wakantanka made us who we are. The American is destroying us. We got to get away from that, you know. And it's showing more and more. Like you were saying, you're sitting at that store. Guy walks in with the American citizen tattooed all over himself, you know, with a flag on. You know. What is all that about? You know, to me, he's a lot of these guys are turning Washita, you know, and that's what I was telling you. Before too long, there's going to be a lot of red white men, a lot of red white men. And it's sad to see that, because that's where we're headed. But anyway, wow. look at all, like this guy that, you know, think about this, because it seems like every day there's a shooting somewhere, and it's a Washichu shooting somebody up. And nobody, not these politicians, they don't want to talk about guns because it's one of the biggest money makers. One of the biggest money makers in America. That's guns. And it's a big commodity for all these so-called warmongers, all these people that enjoy killing. That's the Americans, Washichus. Sad as hell, Hershey, the way we're going. And like you were saying, I don't know who hears us. I don't know who listens to us. But I wish somebody would. And somebody pay attention. Take up Ponochima Cup. You're going to do something. You know, back home, a lot of Sundances and Humalechas and stuff are going to start. They're starting up now, you know. And I wish people would pay attention to that and take it more serious. Because that's who we are. We're not Sky Chasha. We're not Hasapa. We're not Pechoka Huska, you know. We're Lakota. We're from here. And to see things like this fighting and tribal council meetings and saying, you know, Ukraine, all this other, you know, that's not us. They didn't do nothing to us. Russia didn't do nothing to us. China didn't do nothing to us. It's these so-called Americans that are still mistreating, like you were saying, $200 million apiece for those Hasapas. It's all about the money to them. To us, it's about the land. You know, the land is what belongs to us. That's more important than $200 million. Because $200 million, next generation, it's gone. You know, but the land is forever. That's us. That's who we are. That's what we should be fighting for. Like Kanshi said, the earth, the trees, the water, you know. A lot of, you know, in the near future, water's going to be worth more than this gold, this white man gold that they have out there. And that's a fact. That's the way we're headed. Look at these oceans. Even these oceans, they all will hide it, but throw it in the ocean. All this pollution that they've been throwing in there, it's coming back to haunt us. And it's our kids that are going to pay the price for it. But yet, the American does not see that. And then they talk about this new Green New Deal. How many of these politicians are against the new Green New Deal? Even back home on the res, it's sad as hell. You know.
What the worst thing about everything is like you said, or like I said earlier, we don't know who's listening to us, but yep. Yet, you know, somebody is listening to us. This invasive species came over here, you know. So, you know, why are they hearing this? And the people that need to hear it ain't hearing it, you know?
Yep.
I mean, that's what's kind of, I was thinking, you know, it must be really powerful that for haters to jump over and hear what you got to say, but yet the people that need to hear it, I don't want them to hear us bitching about this or bitching about that. I want them to hear, you know, what the cause of all this is, you know? So we say all this violence is done with guns. Well, their argument is guns aren't the one that's killing people. That's people with the guns that are killing them. You know, that logic is just to just, it's like the same as people saying hemp they separate it from pot. When it's hemp, it's all right. You know, they want hemp here and hemp there. But really, the hemp is just the cover for the pot. And, you know, that's a Washichu trait, how to switch things up and make you, you know, like blame it on the man. Yeah, I blame it on the man, but the man wouldn't be so brave if he didn't have a gun. You see, these guys, they get real brave when they have firearms. I mean, you look at some little bitty guy, like 5'5". You know, you can't tell he's 5'5" in the picture. But he's 5'5" and suddenly got guns, so he's growing a beard and start yeah. wearing camouflage and, you know, and all this. So blame it on the guy, but yet it's because the guy has a gun.
Yep.
It's like, why is the American so mousy with other countries? You know, Biden, he can't even walk down a stairway without trying not to fall on his ass. But yet he thinks he's tough enough to go fight Putin or other world leaders who could just take him in a room and whip his ass, mop the floor with him. But the reason why he does that is because he's got guns.
Yep.
He's got nukes.
You know,
if they didn't have guns and nukes, they wouldn't be running around as mouthy as they are. So they can blame the man and not blame the gun all they want. You know? But it's because they have the gun. That, you know, and how else can you run in and kill 9 people in a mall without a gun? You sure have trouble killing 9 people with a knife and wounding a whole bunch of others, 15 or 20 others with a knife. You know, you can't do it. But with a gun, you can be somebody to do that. You know? So I don't go for that National Rifle Association deal it's the man, not the gun. The gun is what makes people huffy, you know? And I see people that don't use guns, that don't use no weapons, have more power than people with weapons. Person that don't use a weapon, that don't have a weapon, uses his brain more, uses his intelligence more, you know? It's like people that say use their, I mean, not knocking people, but there's people that are pretty damn ugly, but yet they sure know how to get around, you know, because they might be ugly, but they know how to mack, you know, they know how to talk, they know how to use the right words, you know, and they know how to, when they write, like guys in prison, when they write letters to women, oh, they got good mack lines, and they write with perfect penmanship. You know?
You know, yeah,
they look as homely as a horny toad, you know.
Tunchi, it's like these guys that, these cops, when they put on a badge, you know, these guys that get bullied or whatever, you know, they put on a badge and they're given a gun. Yeah, they start acting like they forget about who their buddies were and everything. You know, they're going to play God. That's the same attitude that these guys when they get a gun, that's the attitude they have, see. They play that God complex, see. And that's, so these Washichos, when they say, oh, it's the man, or it's, what do they call it? Something's wrong with his head, you know, or, you know, he's mentally retarded, all this other, all these excuses. But it's the gun that's, when they get that gun, that's the attitude, that God complex that these cops have is the same thing that guy gets. See? And that's the problem with these guns. And they want to blame the man? No, it's you know, without that gun, that guy wouldn't be doing that. See, like you were saying, he'd think a little more. When he walks into a crowd and he hates all these people, he'll have a different outlook on it if he doesn't have a gun. See, but yet when he carries that gun, he plays God. See? That's the same thing. And then they want to blame people for it. No, it's these guns. Look at that war still going in Ukraine because they keep giving these guys guns. It hasn't stopped, and it should have stopped by now because it's Russian on Russian. But America's involved over there, and they keep giving guns to those guys. So they're creating that God complex, see. That's how Washichu American is. They have that God complex. They think they could rule anything with a firearm, you know. And that's how it is. So it's not the people, it's the guns. Without those guns in Ukraine, the Russians would have been getting along just fine, you know. But yet, because of guns and the money that they're going to make, and what that guy's going to owe these Americans. That's what it's about. See? So they keep giving those guys weapons of mass destruction, kill weapons. They don't understand it, so kill it. That's white America for you. And that's, you know, I talked to some Germans one time, real Germans, these guys from Germany. And they asked me why I didn't like Washichus that much. They asked me that. So I had to be honest with them because they were from Germany. And they were Germans. So I told them, you know, I said, look at all your people that floated in on ships over here from there. They came over here, and look at how they treat us. I said, up to this day, we're the poorest of the poor. I said, they've never respected us. They discriminate against us. They hate us. And I said, now they want our religion. They're calling it a religion. I said, it's not a religion. I said, it's a way of life. They know that there's something there, so now they want that. I said, and it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to us. That's how we lived. And that German guy said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. He said, don't put us in the same category as these Americans. He said, yeah, they might have came from Germany over here. But he said, remember when they came over here, they turned American. And he said that hatred, he said that they carry because they're American, isn't the same thing we carry over there in Germany. He said, we respect Native Americans over there in Germany because of who they are, because of what they have. He said, don't compare us to these so-called Americans, these white Americans. And I had to look at that. I had to stop and look at that. And you're talking about people from another country. And he said they respect Native Americans. They have a lot of respect for Indian people, for Lakota people, because of what they had and what belongs to them. And he said they hated the way we were treated. But he said that was... He said, don't compare us to these white Americans. He said, they're Americans. He said, they're not German. What does that tell you about these so-called Americans? You're talking, like Country said, these other countries. Venezuela doesn't hate us. They helped us. We were having a hard time with our heating bills back home. And they gave us millions of dollars to heat our homes back home in South Dakota. through the winter. They donated to us. A lot of these other places, because we're Lakota, they helped us out. You know, as a matter of fact, we wouldn't have this so-called health, this health system right now, if it wasn't for people that wanted to make a deal. These Lakotas making a deal with China. That's how we got IHS back, because of the Chinese people. That's why we have IHS to this day, because they wanted China to come in, and they wanted to make a deal with them on our health. And America went and came in and made all these promises again. See, the white Americans. Those people helped us out. What has white America ever done for us? What has Joe Biden done for us? What has Trump done for us? What has Washington done for us? Lincoln, I know, wanted to annihilate us. That man wanted to kill all Native Americans, north, south, east, west. And the executive order still sits there today. This is how much they hate us, the Americans, so-called white Americans. And this guy from Germany tells me that. Don't put us in the same category as these Americans. He said those Germans that are doing that have lost their way. He said they don't know nothing about Germany. They don't know nothing about Germans. That's what he said. And Tanshi spoke about this. These people, they probably wish they had a place. Like, we can go back to the reservation. It doesn't matter where we go in here, America, so-called America. We're home. We belong here. But yeah, when we're amongst our own people, that's real home to us, the Black Hills. Those people, these so-called Americans, they don't have that. So they want to kill and steal, destroy everything because it doesn't belong to them. That's who they are. And like I say, Putin was ready to take our brother, Leonard Peltier. But the Americans put a stop to this. It wasn't the Russians or it wasn't the Germans. It was the white Americans that did that. Americans, these white Americans hate us. They still hate us. And then these people fighting in this tribal council meeting, that's changing out because that's who they're trying to mimic, the white Americans, with that system there. And it's not working. Think about those things. The Lakota people out there, think about those. What has any one of these presidents, and like I say, even Obama, he could have made a big difference in Standing Rock for protecting the water. But a black man that was chosen to be the president of these Washitas turned his back on us. That's how much respect they have for us. That's how much hatred they have for us. They still don't like us. But yet they don't want to come out and say it. These white Americans, these Americans. Me, myself, I'm not American. I'm a Lakota. I'm from this country. And I'm proud to call Venezuela my brother or my sister, whatever. Same with Germany. Those real Germans. Like he said, don't put us in that category. Now, Putin, to me, he was ready to take our brother Leonard. He didn't do nothing against us. These white Americans have every day trying to give $200 million to some black people, calling them slaves. What about us? We're still slaves to this day. They're still stealing our land to this day. So what gives? What is this? Why are these tribal councils, these guys sitting in these places trying to mimic the Washitu? That's shameful as hell. I'm not American. I'm a Lakota. Lakota from the Black Hills of South Dakota. That's my country. All these people.
But there's a
so-called native.
Did you hear what I? Did you hear what I was talking about earlier about the guy who called himself Black Man?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I mean, tell me.
That's an American.
Why? Yeah, but I know that. but my point is, why is he calling himself a black man? You know?
Yep.
He's not black. Why is he spreading and why are they promoting that they're black people?
Yep. Yep.
Why don't they be proud of who the hell they really are? You know, when they you know, they come from a culture. They come from traditional tribes in Africa, you know. You know, they have culture. They have their own language. They have their own way of life, you know. They have so many different kinds of them, you know. They got, you know, Zulu, you know, all these... they have so many tribes over there.
Yep.
Why are the ones over here calling themselves black people? You know, why is white people over here calling themselves American? You know, when they got Norwegian blood, they got Swedish blood, they got German blood, they got Russian blood, they got all their own culture. And I've been to a lot of them countries. Man, they have beautiful countries. Why ain't they proud of that? Why are they more proud of being in their stolen car? You know? Why are they more proud of sitting in something ripped off? Why are they more proud of being a squatter? Why ain't they proud of what they do have? You know? You know what I mean? Why aren't they? I don't understand that part. You know, like us, we got different tribes. So guys proud to be Apache. We're proud to be Lakota. Proud to be here. We have, you know, some Indians live over there, and they lived off of the rivers, the fish. We lived off the buffalo. They lived off of other things, and you know, and you know, a lot of things, food in the world came out of this country. You know, what's from this side of the ocean, corn, you know, chili. A lot of good things, you know, but I just, you know, I just get tripping when, you know, here's a guy with a big voice, really proud talking about his people, you know, about, you know, I'm a proud black man. If he's proud, why he's calling himself black man? And I'm not trying to get on him. I'm asking a question. I'm asking a simple question. You know, why are you so far alienated from your roots that you jumped onto this new tree branch that you came out of a tree? Branch called America, you know, you got the white guys calling South America, black guys calling themselves America, you got other cultures calling themselves America, Americans. You know, what is that? You know, why aren't they proud of their own culture? You know, what? I don't understand that. You know, just like the guy come around here trying to sabotage our program. You know, trying to sabotage our program when he's got his own thing going someplace else. But he comes over here and wants to call us cowards and liars and everything else. Well, you know, what the hell? You know, first of all, I mean, I take a compliment that he even came over here. You must be saying some good stuff if he's over here listening. You know? I mean,
got him you know? Jumping around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's coming up. He's showing up every week. He became a gold supporter. You know, we ought to send him a gift. You know.
Hey, we're going to wheel some platinum.
Yeah, send them a dash and what do they call it? Uber dash a chicken dinner. You know, where we got, you know, they got, you know, giving them a chicken dinner, you know. What is it? You know, why is he over here?
You know, push it. You know, always, you know, no matter where I go, I hear these Washitos, these Sky Chashas. I'm Cherokee. I'm Choctaw. I'm Hacksaw. You know, all these names that they come out with. You know, just think, if all those people that say that were telling the truth, the way they treat us should be different. You know what I'm saying? But see, they're white Americans before they're anything else. That hateful, that hate-mongering, gun-toting Washitu, that's what they are. But yet, they want to belong somewhere. You know, and here he is, pure white. Probably from Ireland or Switzerland or someplace, you know. And yet, he can't call himself Irish because those people over there don't like him. Like I say, look what Ireland did to the Navajo people when they were having this pandemic. They remember those people for those people helping them when they're having famine over there. That's how those people respected. The Irish people respected these natives, these Lakotas or these Navajos, Shinogregas from the south. But yet, these white Americans here, they hate the real people of this land beyond anything because they don't belong. They want to steal. All they do is hate and steal and kill. That's what I see.
Okay.
You know?
Let's put it this way, you know, they just don't have no pride in what they are, you know, simple as that. I don't want to always keep, you know, on the same thing. The thing is, I'm trying to encourage them to have some pride in who they are. Not pride in being American, you know, they should be proud of their own white race, whoever the hell it is. You know, why? And the same way with the black people, the Hassapa, why is he there? We're talking about, I'm a proud black man. You know, you ain't proud if you're calling yourself a black man. Why don't you call yourself like Zulu, or call yourself Igbo or Chaga people or Watusi or Wahili. You know, whatever. Himba, Wahili, you know. They have tribes, man, of their own kind. You know, I would be saying, hey, man, you know, it's like me and you. You say, I'm proud Lakota. I'm a die Lakota. Why can't he come out and say, you know what? I'm Zulu, and I'm going to die Zulu.
Yep.
I'm Swahili. I'm going to die Swahili.
Yep.
I'm Norwegian, and I'm going to die Norwegian. I'm German. I'm going to die German. You know? Why can't they do that? Where do they get this? I'm a black man. I'm a white man. I'm American. You know?
Yeah.
Well, none of these things. They damn sure ain't black. They try calling us red, man. But, you know, I mean, I was doing a gig in Berlin, and this German guy sat down with me. He couldn't even talk English, but he's sitting there, and he kind of went like this, you know. He kind of rubbed my arm. I thought he was making a move on me, you know. And I said, and he talked, and his son showed up, and his son could talk. He says, my dad says, they always called Indians red man. He said, you're the first one he ever seen in his life. And he said he rubbed your arm because it ain't red. You know?
Yeah.
When they said some Indians come to play in Berlin, you know, they said Indians are red man, so that's why he came. He said he's gonna see some red humans walk in, you know. Go ahead.
Hey,
good, Wayne.
It's Wayne here. Hey, listen, here's I know the reason why a lot of people don't want to claim to be German, or you know, they don't want to be claiming to be Irish or whatever. They want to claim to be American. It's the same reason as why they have their little mythical little Caucasian figures, you know, like you know, the little what's that little leprechaun guy? You know, the Santa Claus and all those other mythical Caucasian figures. That's why. You know, they have their little Santa Claus for adults. You know, their little make-believe fiction about the about being an American.
That's
what I said. But what about the black man? The black man?
Hey, listen, man. They've been the black man's they've been conditioned to you know turn on themselves too. They've been brainwashed to the point where they've lost their identity. Okay. You know, and their school systems are screwed up, too.
I feel bad for people that lost their pride, man, you know. And I'm going to cut it right there and let Tanshi take over because we got to go. And thank you for jumping in, Wayne, after almost 2 hours. After almost 2 hours, you kind of peep in. And Dokshaw Phillip out there in the chat, John Davis, and everybody out there that tuned in to this evening, even including you, whoever the hell you are. What's his name?
One legging?
Gaboon, or what's his name? Gibboon, or something like that. Anyway, he is one of those. Anyway, Toshi.
Oh, I'll say a quick turn.
And we got to go, everybody, and thank you, everybody, including you who got mad and called me a coward. I don't blame me. No. But, you know, don't blame me. But I'll teach you something, Mr. American Christian. That means we'll talk again. And behave yourself someday. Doksha.
You know, you're such a dialogue.